15. And in that bubble we listened to all the voices of that dimension where we had returned, a little worried. We couldn't look at each other, but the only thing that united us were our hearts, beating like two crazies. We could feel our hands clasped together. I could feel Luke's presence, and it was the only thing that made me feel safe, but I could hear all those voices looking for us. We disappeared under the eyes of Al and Big Joe and the other customers of the tavern. They didn't know how we had disappeared, and they were shouting at the top of their lungs. Even Gareth was disturbed, and he had already sent his men outside to see if we had left any tracks, but when we were about to leave that vortex, their report had not found a single trace of us. But just 1 minute before in which we have seen the interior of the tavern, there has been a big flash followed by a big roar of thunder, and in that frame time it seemed that everything has come back in the exact time in which I had shown my drawing for the first time to Al and Big Joe, and in a blink we have come back to the previous point in which we have opened the eyes in the bedroom. Landed, exactly where we were, I shared a quick look with Luke and made him understand to immediately put my sketch on the table, and the roar of that thunder gave us the time to check everything was okay. Shit. Did you hear that hit? Since nothing had happened, we nodded, and while some of the creatures came out to check, we took a quick look inside to see if anyone had noticed that temporal surge. At first glance, no one had noticed. We have shared a quick smile and we have waited that those creatures have come back to us. It is moving away, Big Joe had told us, coming back to look the big sheet of paper on the table, and he has remained astonished how many particulars he had not seen yet. To make it see it better to Al, he has taken some candles, and when Al replaced at his chair, Big Joe has indicated all those changes that he had missed. For a moment we stopped breathing. Al was not stupid, and if he had not noticed in those next minutes, he would have done in those next hours, but in that instance we have preferred not to explain what has happened during that frame time, and he has continued to study that drawing that I had placed on that table, and he has immediately noticed their weak point reinforced, and when he has looked at us, in that look there was the question that he would have wanted to make to us, but instead he has looked at Big Joe, and he has said, "We must work at once on this perfect ship," pointing to the double bowsprit drawn. When we have opened the eyes in the apartment, Big Joe was pointing to Al some pirates in the tavern who would have been happy to join the new crew, and when Al has looked at us, he has nodded, but only when Luke and I have smiled sincerely to him, he has understood that if there was a time gap, it was regarding the ship, and only when he has waved, we have tightened our hands under the table. He had noticed the changes, and they had not been there before. This he had remembered very well, and reasoned on it, they were only good changes, and there were no traps. But we have shared a quick look, and ended to organize the new recruitment, we would have wanted to say everything. We wanted to talk, but he stopped us and said, "I've only seen a rainstorm like this 3 times in my life, and unless I am a fool, it all has to do with you." Big Joe was preparing something for the new recruits and he was standing at our table, but he didn't understand any of what Al was talking about and he was looking at Al in a weird way. For a moment, Al looked at him and immediately asked, "How's it going?" Astonished, Big Joe answered, and looking at us, he preferred to leave us alone with Al, who whispered to him, "Even you have to know what is happening, we will talk later." And with a double slap on the giant, Al returned to us.